Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to the fourth period. Union High School football on a Thursday night special edition here. And of course, the reason is fall break. I'm in Union High School football in Moore, Oklahoma, Moore Public School Stadium, along with Doc Blevins, Zach Jones, and the entire crew. Union leads by a score of 35-14 over Southmore. The Sabercats will have second down and around four at the Union 37-yard line, now moving right to left as we begin the fourth. Thompson in the shotgun with two receivers to his left and two to his right. I'd say he's back there by himself, but he has a split back between the guard and the tackle that is really kind of a blocking back. That is Cornell. Thompson straight back to throw. Has plenty of time. Fires left side, and that ball is caught at the 10-yard line, breaking a tackle and getting away into the end zone. Touchdown. That is Williams. Quan Williams broke the tackle of Fields, right there at the, well, probably about the 7-yard line. Jordan Starks, about the 7-yard line, and pushed forward into the end zone. That was a terrific throw and catch, 38 yards, and now it's 35-20.
Yeah, that was just a back shoulder throw, and you don't see that too often, but they gave Thompson enough time to set up and throw downfield, and Starks was in the right position to defend it. They throw back shoulder, which is always difficult to defend. He makes a great play on it and gets in the end zone.
So the extra point upcoming for Bice, and it's not been easy tonight, but he got that one through. So with 11:50 to play in this fourth period, it's getting interesting again. 35-21, Union leads. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
A new furniture auction at Brandon Auction this Saturday morning. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of new name brand display and closeout furniture, including dining room sets, stainless refrigerator, dryer, living room furniture, king and queen bedroom sets, leather furniture. See photos of these and much more at BrandonAuction.com. Saturday morning at 10, the new furniture auction with lots of outdoor furniture too. On 11th, just east of Highway 169, Brandon Auction.
Hello, I'm Gary Sinise, honorary co-chair of the DAV 5K, coming Saturday, November 5th at Guthrie Green in Tulsa, locally presented by American Airlines. The DAV 5K is a run, walk, roll, and motorcycle ride honoring America's veterans and giving the community a chance to say thank you to the brave men and women who served. Veterans went all the way for us. Go 5K for them. Register today at DAV5K.org. We hope to see you on November 5th.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Moore Public School Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma, Union leading 35-21 over the Southmore Sabercats, just underway fourth period. This Southmore drive goes five plays, 78 yards, only took a minute 20. The Williams 38-yard catch from Casey Thompson, and the kick is good, and that's how we got where we are. And Zach, every time you start to feel like you're a little bit more comfortable, it gets a little bit more uncomfortable.
That's exactly right, and they put together a drive there. 78 yards, that's quite a drive. And they did it on all types of the field, but they went down deep. They threw a couple deep balls and caught Union looking.
And that's, you know, that's been kind of the Union problem. Trey Brown back to return the kick at the 8-yard line. He's across the 20, up to the 25, at the 26-yard line, as Trey's going to probably try to fight back a little bit after it was a difficult defensive series for him. Jared Spaulding was the guy on the tackle. So now Union, who has responded well offensively tonight, has to do the very same thing again. They're going to set the ball at the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Redskins.
Well, they're gonna huddle out there, and coach's gonna put them on the field like they like to do, and really just reset the offense and just tell them, go get it, do what you do. They haven't been able to stop you. In the third period there, we had a couple defensive stalls, but let's just go ahead and get that momentum back and put some points up.
So Union will bring them back out. They're gonna mark it right at the 25-yard line, first and 10 right there. The Redskins are going to go with a different running back. Courtney Holmes is going to be the guy in at tailback right now. Grady Davenport, who's gone all but one series at quarterback, and Peyton Morrison with that other series and led the Redskins on a touchdown. A.K. Wilson will be the inside receiver to the right side. Kyrie Richardson, the far right side. And C.J. Moore, who's got a couple of touchdowns tonight, standing very, looking like he's leaning against a wall, legs crossed all the way out at the 22-yard line. Like,
I think he's in good shape. He's just hanging out.
Guy, you know, whatever you guys want to play, I'm good. 11:45 to go in this fourth period, 35-21 Union. Redskins first and 10 at their 25, and now the referee blows a whistle, and again all the referees come together, and again we have a discussion about something. Was this a timeout? No, they're just going to move the ball. The officials decided they didn't like where it was, so they pick it up and move it to the left hash mark.
They might measure here.
Yeah, let's hope not. First and 10 Redskins. Davenport is going to hand it off inside, and Holmes is going to bounce outside. Got room, 30, 35-yard line. Courtney at the 40 and stepped out of bounds right there. And look at the pancake block.
That's big time.
Back at the 34-yard line.
Ricky Stromberg.
Yeah, Stromberg just set a guy down. Owens made the tackle, but Stromberg just took his guy back there and said, pardon me, I'm going to lay on top of
you
for a second.
He wanted to make sure everybody saw it, too.
Yeah, that was Spaulding who he put on his back. First and 10 Redskins at the 40 after a 15-yard gain. Davenport raises up quickly, throws right side. Richardson makes a nice catch at the 50-yard line. Gets forward to the 49 for the first down. Harris made the tackle, but, boy, you talk about using your body. That 6'5 frame, he turned that feature and got inside.
That's right. It was a little behind him. He made sure he made a great catch behind his body and pick up the first down. What I really like to see is Holmes is down the field trying to pick people off of him, trying to help his buddy.
Hey, look, you got to do something for playing time. First and 10 Redskins now at the 49-yard line of Southmore. Union up 35-21. They're going to hand off this time to Holmes, and he's going to be pulled down behind the line of scrimmage by Owens. He lost a yard, and there was nothing Courtney could do about that. Tried to bend it to the outside, just couldn't get there. Second and 11.
Well, Javarius is their number one receiver on the opposite side of the ball, but on defense, that guy is a secure tackle. I mean, he may have good hands to catch the ball, but he didn't let go.
So they're marking at the 50 now, right at midfield. Second and 11 for Union. They'll need the 39 of Southmore for the first down. Davenport tries to draw him off sides and can't. Two receivers to his left. That is Wilson and Moore. Tight end set to the left as well. Richardson to the right. Ready is Grady. He's going to fake inside, roll to his left, fire that ball, and it's going to be intercepted, and it looks like Southmore may run it back. Ball at the 30. Cut back at the 20. This is going to go for a touchdown. Into the end zone is Southmore. That was Quan Williams who cut inside the route, and you could see him reading it the entire time. And now it's more than interesting. It's 35-27 with the extra point coming up, and that was just too, it took too long to make that throw.
Yeah, he just sat on the outside and read that play. They ran to A.K. Wilson on a couple out routes, just quick outs, and an arrow route, a couple, you know, two-step drop to the outside. And he just read it, sat right down underneath it. And when you read something out there and there's so much space, A.K.'s got his back to the receiver, to the defender. He doesn't have any idea that he's sitting out there waiting to pick it off. He snuck right underneath A.K. and took off to the
end. It's Grady's got to see that and not to make that throw. Here comes the extra point from Bice. It's up, and it's good. So once secure at 35-14, Union now only leads by 7, 35-28. The Redskins will get the ball next after that 51-yard interception return for a touchdown. This is Union Football on KRMG.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, don't go to bed yet. It may be fall break. You got a little time to stay up because this has just gotten interesting. 35-28 Union leads the Southmore Sabercats with 10:32 to play here in this game. Rick Corey, Doc Blevins, Zach Jones here at Union, or pardon me, at Moore Public Schools Stadium, where all three Moore schools play. Moore, Southmore, and Westmore play. The 51-yard interception returned by Williams makes it a very interesting game. And now Bice will try to kick off. He's going to set it at the 40, but these have been very short kickoffs. Trey Brown, one of the guys back deep. A.K. Wilson's back there, I think, as well. So the Redskins may try to get something done right here. Bice is going to approach. And here comes the kick, and he's going to try to kick this one a little bit deeper. It'll be taken by A.K. at about the 11-yard line, running left side. He's going to be at the 10, 15-yard line. And that left return, Owens made the tackle, just didn't get it done that time. He had too far to run across the field to try to get anything done. So he'll set it around the 29-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Redskins.
Well, that's I tell you what you said, Coach said. They're going to have speed on speed, and that's exactly what you're seeing at this point is another team right now that's got a whole bunch of athletes on it. And we hadn't seen it all year up until this point. Jinx really didn't even athlete to athlete. They just came up with a couple plays and put more points on the board. But the last 2 weeks, these Norman teams in Southmore, I guess in the same area, really have a whole bunch of athletes out there.
They'll mark it at the 27. First and 10 Redskins there. Davenport in the shotgun. He's going to turn, throw to his left. They're going to try to go for the whole thing to C.J. Moore. And C.J. makes it a remarkable catch and then drops it. Boy, C.J. was being covered by Williams. He reached out with one hand, and he was being held the entire time. You could see his jersey being stretched from here. Nothing is called. C.J. still catch, but he didn't. It'll be second down and 10.
You say they have a Yankee?
Oh, I do see. Oh, they do see one. All right, I didn't see it initially, but this one's thrown way back over in the middle of the field, not out by where the receiver
was.
Not
by the guy that was running right beside him. But what a catch, though! I guess almost. It looked like he did have it, and Owens had a hold of his left hand, and CJ reached out the opposite hand there, and almost came down with a spectacular one-handed catch.
What's remarkable is the guy in the middle of the field had to make the interference call, not the guy looking at it. They're going to turn and hand the ball to Shamari Brooks, does Davenport on this first down play, and he'll push forward across the 40-yard line. Shamari's going to go all the way to the 44-yard line before the entire middle of that Southport team tackled him. So that's a good first down gain of 6, and we'll call it second down and 4. Ball now at the 43 of Union. Redskins up 35-28 with 10 minutes to go in the game. Davenport back in the shotgun. He's going to quickly hand it in to Shamari, and he's going to burst forward across the 40 to the 50 and across that to the 46-yard line, maybe all the way to the 45-yard line of Southmore. And Union has the player down. Mack made the tackle, but one of the offensive linemen's down, and that's going to be – yep, it is. It's Nate Peters.
That's no good. Any time, we always say that. And good run there by Shamari, getting up in the side by a block made by Peters. And I think a lot of times you just have a lot of frustration that happens here. And we'll see if he can just.
He's kind of pounding the ground there. It looks like he's in pretty good pain. Dan Newman out there very quickly, and it looks like they're going to look at a right knee. You know, anytime a guy goes down in the middle of a scrum like that and you're an offensive lineman, you know it's going to be lower body. There's no question about that. It just depends on, is it high ankle? Is it the knee? What is it? But it looks like they're looking at his knee. Coach Morrissey's out there as well. Coach Frederick's out there. So Union may end up going with their backup now at that spot. Now, this is a really good offensive line. So if you have to have a backup, at least you know you got a guy who can really play, Josh Cutshaw. And Josh has actually started some too. So you have an opportunity to bring in a guy who can play, but there's a reason one guy's one and one guy's two.
Well, absolutely. And you've got, when you're in the ones, and especially when the pressure's on, it's a little different scenario than what it is when it's 40-6, you know. So anytime that happens, a little bit of anxiety comes in. You just got to make sure you don't jump off sides. And it's really
yeah, that is the first thing. Get the snap count.
That
is the first thing. You're right.
Guy in front of you is your only responsibility at this point.
Peter is going to walk off the field, although he doesn't look terribly comfortable. It's going to be first and 10 Union at the 46-yard line of Southmore. 35-28 Redskins, 9:50 to go in this game. Davenport's going to hand left side to Brooks, and he'll go across the 45 down to the 41-yard line. Gain of 5 in there. Collins on the tackle, but Union snapped it quickly and run a little cross-buck action to get the 5.
Right behind C.J. Harris, open up the big hole.
Two receivers to the right. One guy, A.K. Wilson. The other is Richardson. Again, shotgun formation. Davenport again will hand off in the middle, and again, Shamari Brooks will push forward. Didn't get a lot. Got about 2. Down to the 39-yard line. The center of that defense jumped in there on him again. And so a very important third down and about 3 coming up. The ball's at the 39 of Southmore. They need the 36. So a big third down and 3, and they'll bring in another one of the tight ends here.
Brock Henry, we've not seen his net number called too much.
Yeah, and Brock's a guy who can catch it, too. So, you know, if you want to sneak one out to him, they'll go double tight, 2 receivers, 1 far to one side. That's going to be C.J. Moore, far and 1 away from us. That's the right, and Kyrie Richardson to this side. In the shotgun again is Davenport. He's going to turn. He's going to hand to Shamari Brooks, and he pushes forward, breaks free, and got the first down to the 30-yard line. Almost broke that other tackle. What a great push by that big, big offensive line. Owens on the final tackle, but not before the first down.
Yeah, the good job by the offensive line opening that up, and I love watching Shamari's feet. They just continue to drive.
First and 10 is the 30-yard line of Southmore. 35-28, Union leads. Back is Davenport. Pump fakes. He's going to throw left side to C.J. Moore. Got him. Touchdown. Oh, nice. 2 double moves. move there as a Davenport pumps. Williams bit on the pump. CJ goes deep, and his third touchdown of the night. It makes it 41-28 on the 30-yarder from Grady Davenport.
I tell you, that could have been just set up like a triple option. They faked a Shamari to draw the linebackers, then the double move on the outside, and CJ Moore is wide open.
CJ's had himself a banner night, but he's had a banner end of the year, and here's another guy that's getting a lot of attention, as he should, from major college scouts.
Yeah, it was. We saw him really stand out last year, and we're thinking maybe that this year he would just have a blow-up year, and came into the first couple games of the season and had just a couple touchdowns. And here the last few, he's really lit it up.
Rauschenberg on for the extra point. He kicks it up, and he kicks it through. 8:41 to play in this game. Union retains a little bit of command. 42-28 Redskins. They'll kick it next here on KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Oklahoma, we've got a tight one, 8:41 to go here in this game. Union leads 42-28 over the South Morris Sabercats. Coming up to kick off, Noah Rauschenberg. This one's going to be a little bit short, taken around the 6-yard line, back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line, to the 25, and knocked out of bounds around the 24-yard line is Orlando Green. It's a nice job by Green, but a nice job on the tackle as well. That was Cade Brown, and so here we go again. Casey Thompson will bring him up and try to get his team moving. Trailing by a score of 42-28, and really lately, this has been all offense. No one can stop anybody.
Yeah, it's the third quarter was all defense. The fourth quarter thus far has been all offense. And, if you've got Cade Thompson back there, or Thompson, Cade is the receiver, right? Casey's the quarterback. You always feel comfortable, and the Union's going to just continue to put pressure on.
They're going to be on the near side hash mark, and they're going to stack with three receivers this side. Thompson in the shotgun is going to fake the wick and throw to the right side. Ball complete around the 15-yard line, and Morris catches it, but he doesn't get very far. He's going to maybe get the 15 for a gain of about one. McLeod pushed him out of bounds. It'll be 2nd and 9, but we've been here many times, and sophomores overcome it.
Well, I'll tell you, McLeod has not had an easy go of it tonight. They've thrown about 10 screen passes his direction, and all but one, he's came up and made a play.
Chavez is going to be the running back this time on the 2nd down and 9. Thompson again in the shotgun. Ball at the 25-yard line of sophomore. They'll need the 34. Thompson takes the snap, and he hands to Chavez, who's going to be deported across the 26, 27, maybe the 28. Bajek was the guy that was kind of taking a ride on that train. You got to give him a little credit because Bajek grabbed him early, and he dragged him forward. He'll be at the 29-yard line, and now a big 3rd and 5.
3rd and long. They've been going back to the air on this and going to their big guys, so keep your eyes peeled to the outside.
Two receivers far right, one to the left. Chavez the running back, and again, it's going to be Thompson in the shotgun. From their own 29-yard line, it's going to be 3rd and 5. Union almost jumped off sides, but Asa Carter got back. Didn't quite get into the neutral zone. And so Southmore will have to snap it. 7 on the play clock. 7.5 to go in this game. 42-28 Union. Thompson fakes inside. Now back. Here comes pressure. Thompson fires middle of the field, and that ball is well behind the receiver, and Thompson got lit up there at the end. And that was Nathaniel Raper again. Came in on the blitz and smoked him. It's going to be 4th and 5.
Well, I think either Raper or Spicer just flip a coin and say, it's your turn or mine. And that's really the only thing at that point in this series that caused that turnover on downs is pressure on the quarterback. If they let Thompson stand back there, yeah, I think he'd make that play.
Brantley Bice will come in to punt again, and he had just not had a very good night at all. He's standing at his 15-yard line. He's almost been blocked a couple of times. Sestak standing back around his own 42. There's the snap. Union's coming after it. This is going to be a very, very high short kick. Jack runs up and makes a brilliant fair catch at the 49-yard line. Boy, that's a good play. Sestak comes up and makes that catch. If he doesn't, that ball might potentially bounce 15 yards. So that's going to be down to the 49-yard line, and the Redskins have time and a good opportunity to put a little bit of distance between themselves and the Sabercats.
Yeah, I think they've done such a good job the last couple series. They just got to stay after it, stay consistent. And like Coach said in the week in advance, is they've got to work on the fine things. This is not the best team they're going to see all year, but you really got to work out those fine-tooth things that when it comes together and you've got the pressure on, you can go make a stance, and this is the time to go do it.
First down, Redskins at their own 49. They lead 42-28 with 7.5 to play here in this final quarter. Grady brings them back out. Davenport has C.J. Moore to the far left. He already has 3 touchdowns tonight. Richardson to the right, and again, Shamari Brooks. He's going to hand to Brooks on the inside. He bounces to the left side and goes forward across the 45, down to the 42-yard line, just dragging players with him left and right. Gains on the tackle, but that's an 8-yard gain, 2nd and 2.
Well, that's more like Shamari getting through the first line and making people miss. He's really just continuing to drive. And anytime you've got Shamari on the field and you can get those big guys up in front to Berrios and the other fellas, Nate Peters and Roland and Strasburg, to open up those holes, it sure helps late in the game.
You know, and Hoopengartner is a sophomore. He's going to be a monster. 2nd down and 2 now for Union at the 42-yard line of Southmore. Davenport hands left side, and that is Shamari Brooks, and he gets the first down across the 40. Still running, Shamari across the 30. Shamari leaving bodies all over the field. He's down to the 26-yard line. Boy, they're strewn everywhere.
Looked like shrapnel.
Darian Mack made the final tackle, but there are players laying all along there. That's going to be good for about 11 yards. We're going to call that first down for the Redskins. They'll move it down to the 27-yard line of Southmore. 42-28 Union, 6:50 to play in this game. Davenport looks to the sidelines. Fisher, single coverage all night out here to the right. He is way out here to the right, more to the left. Double tight end. They're going to hand the ball inside again. Here goes Shamari Brooks across the 20, down to the 18. Steady diet of number 11. Darian Mack makes the tackle, but not before 8 more. 2nd and 2 now. Union at the 20-yard line of Southmore.
Big old blocks off the left side. Elwood Tomlin making up a hole, and Shamari's going back to what we usually see when he's 3 yards deep before he has to make a cut, and he's just breaking through a whole bunch of arm tackles.
Well, you know what the old wise coach said? If they can't stop it, keep doing it till they do. And that's exactly what Union's doing right now. And also taking some time off the clock. 20 on the play clock. 6:10 to go here in this game. 42-28 Redskins as they drive. 2nd and 2. Now we're going to call it the 19 of Southmore. Down the shotgun. Davenport again hands inside to Shamari Brooks, and Shamari again goes crushing across the 15-yard line down to the 13. Milam made the tackle. But you got to give these guys up front credit again. I mean, take a look at what that front, those guys are doing. Hoopengarner, Tomlin, Barrios, Cutshaw, Stromberg, just blowing Southmore out.
Yeah, they're moving the line of scrimmage at will right now, and that's to be expected at times when you've got those big boys up front and you just continue to wear on people, and they've done that all night on the ground, and that's what you hope, and Shamari is really taking advantage of that help.
1st and 10 Redskins now at the 14-yard line of Southmore. Once again, they're going to hand, this time left side to Shamari Brooks, who just launches himself over the defender. Harris is out there, and he just went full-on launch at around the 13 and went down to around the 12. Got 5. It'll be 2nd and 5, and number 11 is wearing him out.
Yeah, he is. That was the first time we've seen him run off tackle. He tried to get to the outside, and he does. He just didn't turn the complete corner, but he picked up a bunch.
So it'll be 2nd down and 5, and Union is taking a lot of time off the clock, and I like that. I also don't mind that double tight. If you can run it for 4 or 5 down here, that's all right with us.
Yeah, and they've had 5 to 6 in the box all night, maybe sometimes at 7, and so it's good to do it.
Davenport turns and hands again to who? Guess who? Shamari Brooks, and again, that push gets him up around the 5-yard line. He won't get the first down. Milam in there on the tackle along with the rest of the middle of that Southmore defense. But, boy, they are getting up slow, hands on hips. They'll mark it at the 5, and it's going to be 3rd down and 2 at Southmore's 5 for the Redskins. 5:18 and counting to go, leading 42-28. Union trying to add to the lead. Davenport back to the line of scrimmage, double tight. Set, tries to get the snap, and actually just saw if he could get him to jump, and he could not. Now looks to the sideline for the call, and, you know, certainly you could run a little zone read here and keep it, but I really don't expect them to do anything other than hand it off. Now back in the shotgun. They're going to throw instead. They're going to go deep left side, and that's going to go to C.J. Moore, and he catches it. There's also interference, and it's a touchdown. C.J. Moore with his fourth score of the night on a fade to the back left corner and the penalty as well. Now, that's unless they call that offensive.
Yeah, I don't think he touched him because he just ran a little, again, a double move.
And C.J. was backing up as that happened, so he really couldn't have had hands out on the defender over there.
And it'll be an interesting call. I saw his left foot step out of bounds. I was scoped in on the knocks and saw his left foot. Didn't see his right foot. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets the override on the call.
Well, the referee is going to come out here and not going to say anything, but they're going to move the ball back to the 5-yard line. So that's going to indicate to me that they're going to call that incomplete. But the official called it a touchdown. He never waved it off. And if there's a flag, what is the flag for? Let's see. The referee is going to try to explain this. He's going to call interference against Southmore. Okay, so I guess what they're saying is that he didn't make the catch in bounds, but it was interference against Southmore. So that'll move the ball to the 2.5-yard line. But the official called touchdown.
Yeah, the one right in front, and then I guess Richard was saying the back judge called him out of bounds. So one called it, the one right in front of him called the touchdown, the other one overruled it.
All right, so either way, it's going to be a penalty in the end zone. That'll move the ball from the 5 to the 2.5, half the distance, and it'll be first and goal from there. But clearly the one guy standing right on top of it called it a touchdown. Didn't see the other guy. Union quickly gets to the line of scrimmage, double tight. Davenport in the shotgun. He's going to turn and hand to Shamari Brooks, and he's going to push. And we have a signal touchdown. No signal for the longest time before the line judge on the near side says touchdown. So C.J. Moore didn't get his fourth score, but Shamari Brooks gets another one. And now it's 48-28 Union with 4:46 to play in this game, and you can breathe a little bit easier.
Well, and that was just a big push. They ran that ball all the way down the field, excluding the one they tried to go to C.J. Moore for the touchdown, and then C.J. gets it taken away, and guess who? Shamari gets another touchdown.
And again, Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Well, it's impressive to score 48 and potentially 49 on this defense. They've been pretty good. Teams are ready. There's the snap. The ball is kicked up in the air, and it's good. So, with 4:46 to play in the game, Union now leads by a score of 49-28. They'll kick it next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Every weeknight at 6, Fox 23 News alerts you to major problems and severe weather threats that may put your family at risk. You'll be up to date on breaking news that's happening at the moment. We're not just telling you what happened, but showing you why and how it impacts you. Every weeknight when you get home, watch Fox 23 News at 6 with Clay Loney, Shay Rossi, and Chief Meteorologist James Adelot, and see how we're covering news that matters.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Challenged in the fourth quarter here at Moore Public School Stadium, the Union Redskins got out of ice grip. And they used it, and now they lead 49-28 over the Southmore Sabercats. Rick Corey, Doc Blevin, Zach Jones, and the whole crew here. Union goes on a 7-play, 51-yard drive. It took 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Shamari Brooks' 2-yard run, and the kick makes it 49-28 Union. Brooks now 42 carries for 214 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's not a bad night. And C.J. Moore has 3 touchdowns. So how about that? Rauschenberg approaches, and he's going to kick this thing deep. It'll go around the 5-yard line. That's where Southmore will take it, to the 15, to the 20, right to the 25, and just cut down. At the 28-yard line is Orlando Green. Boy, what a nice play. And what a nice tackle out there by the Redskins. Playing good special teams tonight. That was Cade Brown who made the play. And it'll be first and 10 for this Southmore team. And just take a look at the way that offense walks out there now, Zach. I think they are about to give it up.
Yeah, they're not near as happy as they were right after halftime when they were getting real close. But, I mean, you've got to understand that it was a two-score game at one point. And after being stopped twice and giving up 2 more touchdowns, they really have felt a little wind be taken out of their sails.
That was a 1-score game not that long ago, and the Redskins put themselves kind of the hammer down once again. Chavez is going to be the running back again for Casey Thompson. 3 receivers to the right, none to the left at their own 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Cats. Thompson will turn and hand to Chavez right side, and he got away from one guy. Raper jumps in on the final tackle there at the end. Asa Carter there, too. They'll give him four. Now we're going to give him five. We're going to call it second down and five now at the 33-yard line of Sophomore.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about it, but Raper's having a career night. He's had all kinds of tackles, pressures. The guy's really doing a great job of filling some pretty big shoes.
They're going to move it to the 33. Sophomore, again, is taking their time. They are not going to be in a hurry here in any way. I think they are. I think there's no question they are a little bit, and they know this game's almost out of reach. So second and five right there. Thompson is going to get it, turn and hand off. They're going to go forward across the 40-yard line. The first down, once again, is Chavez. He came in with 437 yards on the ground, so not bad. Raphael Williams on the tackle. That'll move the chains, though. Now they're on 41-yard line, trailing 49-28 with 3:59 to go. Sophomore will go forward.
The Sabercats had the same problem that we do, and we have a switch in running back. They look very similar. You got to really pay attention.
At their own 41, now first down. They have three receivers left. Once again, Thompson in the shotgun. He's going to fake and then throw that ball out there to the left. Caught at the 45-yard line. Across midfield is Orlando Green. Boy, he can really scoot when he gets after it. Pushed out of bounds by Jordan Starks, but that's 12 yards and another first down. Now at Union's 47-yard line, and this is why if you're Sophomore, maybe you don't want to go so slow.
And they've got the athletes to march, and right now they're putting together a drive.
They'll mark it now at Union's 46-yard line, first and 10 for the Cats. One receiver far right side to the left. Chavez, the running back, now shifts to the left of Thompson in the shotgun. Thompson standing just across midfield. The snap is high, but Thompson grabs it. Now he's going to have to run, and he is buried. Fisher is the first guy there. Asa Carter's there as well. Raper came in at the end, and he's going to lose 7 yards, maybe eight. That's the first really bad snap, and looked like he just couldn't handle it. And it'll be second down, and we'll call it 17 now from their own 46-yard line for Sophomore.
Thompson thought about getting downfield, trying to pick up a few extra yards, and he saw Spicer and Kyrie looking right at him. He's like, no, I'll just go ahead and take a seat. I wouldn't want that either.
Nope. So they'll mark it at the 46, and that's where Sophomore will continue this. 3:10 to play in this game, 49-28. Sophomore needs all the way to Union's 37-yard line for the first down. Thompson sends three receivers to his right, Chavez the back to his right as well. He's going to fake to his right and throw out to the right. And oh, lit up there. That ball is completed out to one of those inside receivers. I think that was going to be Green. No, it's Green. It is Green, and then Starks just tore him up. Starks ran right by two blockers. Green is still out there bending over trying to feel a little bit better after he got hammered. He lost another three, and it's going to be third down and 21 now for Sophomore.
Well, they've went back to that play I don't know how many times in the second half and really limited their offense. They were so multidimensional in the first half with all kinds of different varieties.
Third down, we'll call it 20. At their own 44 for Sophomore. Thompson rolls to his left now as to hurry. Throws a screen back to his right. And another loss. Oh, another tackle. This time Fisher comes up and tackles Chavez on the little, pardon me, that is Cornell, on the little bit screen back to the right. He lost another three. It is fourth down and almost loves Choctaw for these guys. They are so far backwards. The Union defense just terrifically playing that set. Fourth and 25, and they will bring on Bice to kick it away once again.
Well, that was a great defensive stand there by the defense, and all they did was go backwards after giving up about 20 yards and a couple first downs. And huge tackle there by Kyrie, and making that secure tackle on the screen. They set it up nicely, and Kyrie was the only guy over there to make the play, and he did that.
And he came, I mean, he came flying up. But you're right. They, you know, you can only go to the well so many times, and eventually the buckets dry.
And that second half, all they did was throw to the outside and try to run up the middle. They didn't do any of the extra effort. So
Bice will stand at his own 25-yard line. Almost touched his knee down when he got the snap. He did get it away, and it's going to be very short. And C-Stack fumbles at trying to return it, but it is recovered by a Union player at the 40-yard line.
McLeod.
So with a minute 15 to go in this game, up now comfortably 49-28, the Reds. Skins will run their offense out there one more time. Union has three timeouts left. So do the Cats, but I just don't think anybody will call them.
Yeah, and this is when you ask me, what do you think they're going to do? And I say, I think they're going to drive for a touchdown, and they take a knee. So I really don't know what they're going to do at this point.
Well, now remember, there is in the district, you have to have a certain amount, on a certain margin of win. Right now, Union's at 21. So, yeah, they're good. They're past the 15, so they don't really need points here, which means they'll probably just hand the ball off or take a knee. You're going to turn and hand the ball off, and that is
Holmes.
Yeah, it is Holmes who's going to run that thing up inside. And once again, that is Grady Davenport at quarterback. I wondered if we'd see Peyton Morrison again.
I thought
Sophomore
I saw
says the ball fumbled.
Yeah, I thought I saw it, but was right in the pile.
Well, all the players are standing around, and half of them are pointing one way and half pointing the other. Union did come up with the football, so it'll be second down right there. And with 1:08 to go, we're going to try to find a way to get this game over with.
I'll tell you what, that if anybody stands out on the opposite of the ball, there's two guys that you just continue to call their names, and that's number one, Doug Collins, and number three, Javarius Owens. They are all over the ball on both sides of the offense and defense.
Yeah, Owens is going to be the hot tub player. He's going to be sore tomorrow. 19 on the play clock, just under a minute to go in this game. 49-28, Union leads Southmore, and they'll have to snap it at least one more time. Davenport gets the call, brings everybody in nice and tight. This will be the victory formation, and they will take a knee.
I'm not going to hand off another one.
No. Victory formation, boys. There's the snap. There's the knee. And with 38 seconds to go, are you kidding me? Southmore called a timeout?
No.
The official called and stopped it for a second like there was a timeout.
Delay game.
So they called delay against Union, right? Okay. That's what it was. Didn't see the signal from behind. So they'll move it backwards, and that does stop the clock with 38 seconds to go, and they'll have to snap it at least one more time. Grady doesn't mind. He'll step forward, 20 on the play clock, but that doesn't matter because the game clock's not moving. He'll go ahead and take the knee this time, and the officials will, considering how long they've waited to start the play clock, wouldn't be surprised if they let it go down past 25, and he will. Yeah, the official waited on purpose to 24.5 to start the clock, and that means that Union does not have to snap it again. So that'll do it. And the Redskins, who were challenged in that third period, early fourth period, able to come back and put a couple of late touchdowns on the board, and they'll win this game by a score of 49-28. So the Redskins, after the loss to Norman North, will get back on the good foot, and they'll now move up and then head on next week to go home and play a little homecoming, huh? Or have a little fun at the house, hopefully. All right, so that's it. Everything is zeros. Union 49, the Sabercats 28. Back with the post game next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.